Well, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Tuesday morning, November the 5th of 2019.
How are you feeling today, Brandon?
If I told you I was a little bit nervous,
I would believe you 150%.
I was going to say, would you believe it? Because if you're just now waking up, later on today, I'm supposed to go and meet somebody I've wanted to meet for many years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to play it cool sometimes, but deep down inside, I'm still the high schooler who was awkward.
Yeah, you're dying.
Yes, I'm dying. I'm physically dying. Because tonight I get to go meet Jana Kramer in Nashville. And this isn't like me just hoping I get to meet her.
It's a done deal.
Like, she's worked it out. Like, the woman herself.
You love saying, she's worked it out.
Hey, it is her.
It's true. I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've seen the DM.
Yeah, because I had to make sure you believed me.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, I will go and meet Jana Kramer and be nervous and be awkward so all of you can live vicariously through me as a complete tool in Nashville tonight.
I got the first key.
I'm going to sing this with her.
Are you?
Can I do a duet?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and do that because that's not toolish at all.
Would it be weird if I was singing this song?
Probably.
I got the class ring. She got the diamond and wedding ring.
Maybe you should get out your phone.
Yeah. Maybe that's not the song I'll sing. I might have to think of a different one.
Yeah, don't sing that one.
I did see last night because they did a show in Atlanta. They do games. So here's what I started thinking.
Hang on. Could you and your wife be plucked from the audience to play a game?
Okay.
Like a newlywed game or something?
So let's be honest. Let's think about how this lays out in Nashville. Maybe she'll know a lot of people. Maybe she won't. Like, if our experience is good.
Why am I not going to be there? Because I would so get up and be that awkward, obnoxious person that started pointing at you guys to get up there.
Yeah. So.
Gosh.
We'll see what happens again.
Awesome.
I'll get to go and do that tonight. So I'm a little bit excited and quite a bit nervous.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2001 and Alan Jackson had the number one song in country music.
That's where I come from. It's corn, bread, and chicken. Where I come from. A lot of front porch picking. Where I come from. Trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
It's Alan Jackson, Where I Come From, number one on this day in 2001.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's November the 5th. It's National Donut Day.
Ooh.
And for some reason, donuts are kind of a weakness of mine.
Sounds good.
I get the idea that I need one of those apple fritters.
Ooh.
It might sound old man, but y'all, they're good.
Glaze cream filled.
Or a blueberry cake.
Long John.
Kind of, yeah.
Those are good.
Yep.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
See, I was a fan of Hootie way back.
Yeah, me too.
I was like a way back Hootie,
mm-hmm.
Right? What would I be if I were a Hootie and the Blowfish fan?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I wonder if they had names back then.
Hmm.
But do you remember the album that had all those big hits on it?
I don't remember the name of it, but I remember all the hits.
Was it Cracked Rear View? Was that Hootie and the Blowfish? Or was that Matchbox 20? It's one of the two. Because they were both massive at one point.
I said that I don't care. I just run my hands.
Like this one.
Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly away. And just let her cry.
Isn't that good? How about this one?
I got a hand for you. I got a hand for you.
This brings me back to the 90s and early 2000s.
You're just smiling.
Legit.
It's a great
one.
I was reading this thing this morning talking about why people stay up too late.
Oh.
Because most of us do that.
Yep.
We have a time in our heads, hey, I think I should go to bed by this time, and then something happens. They say there's a number of things. Playing video games causes some people to stay up too late.
My husband?
Yes, he's actually still awake.
He is still playing games right now.
He has played since 7 o'clock last night. What's his game of choice right now?
Goodness. There's a game called Civilization he loves.
What is it, on the PlayStation?
Yes.
You really pay no attention. Do you?
No.
You just walk right past it. So playing video games keeps people up too late. I'm guilty of the next one, sports.
Yeah.
Like if there's a game going and you're like, I got to go to bed, but I want to see the end of it.
I'm so guilty of that.
Or like UFC the other night when the main card starts at 9 and you're trying to watch Nate Diaz. You're like, I got to be up till midnight.
I know.
Reading keeps people up too late.
Hmm. You read a lot of Times.
Oh, I read a lot of Times.
Yeah.
Janet Kramer Times is what I was reading this morning. But legit, like people keep reading and they get into a book and they can't stop reading. David told me he reads a lot of magazines late at night.
Really?
Not sure what
okay.
it is.
Yeah.
Probably Sports Illustrated.
Probably.
ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And streaming TV shows.
Yes.
Get people to binging shows
That's
or movies.
That's what gets me.
And that gets us too, because you finally get to the point where you're enjoying something.
It's just 21 minutes long. We'll just watch this one episode.
Yeah, we watched 3 episodes of Three's Company the other night.
Really?
Which was kind of our throwback, mm-hmm. one of the first shows we ever watched, kind of like all the way through as
yeah.
a couple. So it brings back great memories.
Yeah.
I had a weird dream last night. And a lot of times if you're
you
up at
You have weird dreams.
Yeah. Every once in a while I have these really crazy ones. And you would think if I'm going to meet Janet Kramer, it might be about that experience, but no.
Right, no.
I was dreaming I was at some type of a signing, and I ran into Andy Bernard from The Office.
Really?
We didn't watch The Office last night, but Andy Bernard was there. And he's like, hey man, what's up? I want you to do my show with me. And I'm like, wait, what? He must be a wrestling fan.
Oh my goodness.
But why was Andy Bernard?
I don't know.
In my dreams.
That's, yeah, I don't know.
Kelly, we didn't watch The Office.
That's your thing there, man.
I'm not really sure what's going on.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So the latest major celebrity to jump on Instagram, and I have already followed him.
Of course.
Is Matthew McConaughey. He posted his very first post, which is a video of himself. Here's what he says.
This is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world. And I'm a little bit nervous about it because, quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue. But I've learned that you got to have the dialogue to have the monologue, just as you have to have a monologue to have the dialogue. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to sharing who I am with you. I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates. Let's have some fun with it, though, and let's keep the high eye, not the low eye.
I can tell by the look on your face, you're not sure what he said. But here's the thing with Matthew McConaughey. It doesn't matter what he says, as long as he's talking.
Hey. Isn't his like catchphrase, hey, hey, hey?
No, it's Brandon.
It's, hey, hey, hey.
No, it's all right, all right, all right. Hey, hey, hey is Fat Albert.
Hey, hey, hey. I try.
Anyway.
Just give me credit for trying.
You can check out the post. You're going to want to. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
I'm thinking after watching Matthew McConaughey, I know how I want to approach Janet Kramer today.
Hey, hey, hey.
No, I'm not going to I'll do all right, all right, all right.
No, because that's everyone knows what that is, and it's not original. Don't do
that.
So
if I walk up there, I'm like, all right, all right, all right.
She'll look at you like, no, don't do that. You know what? Do that, Brandon.
He has
do
some
it.
Way of talking, though, that kind of, I don't know. I think
it's
might.
It's just a perfect way of talking.
Relax some ladies.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, Janet, nice to meet you.
Don't talk like that either.
I'm from Texas, and I'm hey, hey, hey. Nope.
No.
All right, I'm not going to do that
no.
tonight. Let's see here. Chrissy Teigen has launched her website. It was such a big deal, it crashed the website almost instantly, and people who were trying to log on had trouble getting to the site. I mean, it was a pretty big deal, right? So what she's doing, the website is cravingsbychrissyteigen.com, and the whole idea is she wants to collaborate on recipes and cooking and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Here's the intro. It's she and her husband and children on the couch while welcoming you to the Cravings website.
Hello, everybody. It's Chrissy.
And John.
And Luna and Miles, and we are so excited to welcome you to my brand new website.
All kinds of recipes and videos, cooking advice and all of that. But again, it was such a big deal, such a big launch, it crashed the website. And again, it's cravingsbychrissyteigen.com.
Got your gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So the show's getting closer to finishing its 28th season. So who remains? Who got eliminated last night? So remaining, Sean Spicer, okay. Hannah Brown, James Vanderbeek, Kel Mitchell, and Lauren Elena.
Okay.
And then last night's decision came down to Kate Flannery from The Office and Allie Brooke. Oh. But it was a unanimous decision. Allie was saved. And the sad news for The Office fans, Kate Flannery was eliminated. But the presentation of the Mirror Ball trophy isn't too far away. It's just 3 weeks away, wow. November 25th.
Who you going to pick?
Hannah B? You know what? I want Lauren Elena to win.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's probably going to be Hannah B.
Or I've heard James Vanderbeek is surprising people too. So anyway, it's not going to be Meredith Palmer from The Office. And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, Coach Matt Daniel, A-State Women's Basketball, 7:45 this morning. His dad's a wrestling fan. Maybe we'll see if he's a wrestling fan. We can play wrestling trivia.
That sounds so much fun.
What? I'd have fun with that. I wonder if he can help me pick out what outfit I want to wear for this deal tonight.
Yeah.
He kind of dresses cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he dresses cooler than me,
right?
He's
a good dresser, yeah.
He dresses cooler than me, right?
I'm going to probably go out on a limb and say yes.
So does Bilotto. What is it with the basketball coaches?
I don't know.
Got to dress better than me. Got to figure it out.
Maybe you should get their stylist.
I walked into a store yesterday with my wife, okay? Can I say where it is? Does it matter at this time of the day?
No.
She went into the refinery. She's looking for something different, right?
Yeah.
So I walk in there and we're talking about, hey, and I talk about how I wish I could buy their shirts.
Because they have awesome t-shirts.
They do have awesome shirts. Yeah. And then I was talking about how they used to have jeans, mm-hmm. like for dudes.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I tried to put on those jeans there. They don't work for me. And basically what I was told by the manager is that with my body type.
You hate that
not
word.
Everything works. She was trying to give me a compliment, but it's really an issue. When you are as wide as you are tall.
Brandon, you just have muscular legs.
Right, but
they're muscular.
But shirts that look cool, man. I'm telling you. Some dude walks in and you guys are like, ooh, that's a cool shirt. I put it on, I look like an idiot. There's only a certain few things I'm able to wear. And you know that. Like, you know the button-down shirts that have the short sleeves.
Why didn't y'all tell me that y'all are going shopping? I would have accidentally found y'all.
Because I told Kai 5 minutes. I'll be in the store 5 minutes. 30 minutes later, I'm still walking around.
Uh-huh.
And he is mad.
Of course he
Dad,
is.
Dad, you said 5 minutes. I'm like, Kai, but I can't find anything. Because like I'll walk up to a shirt. Like again, you see those shirts, short sleeve button downs.
Mm-hmm.
On a lot of people with like cool kind of khakis, those look really cool. On me, I look like I'm an idiot in that.
Well, then just stay away from
but
it.
But why? Why is it? Are there clothes you can't wear?
Of course.
Is that normal?
It's a 1,000,000% normal.
Why is it I can't wear most clothes?
It's the same stuff for us, though.
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is.
It's
worse for girls.
No, it's not. It's worse 100%. For me. No.
Mm-mm.
It's not different for girls, Dirks. It is worse for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a 52-year-old woman named Belinda who lives in Evans, Louisiana, and she just got in trouble for selling high school students fake doctor's notes so they could skip school.
Oh.
So apparently Belinda used to work for a doctor, and she was forging the notes as if they came from that doctor. She was selling them for $20 each, and apparently she sold about 14 of them before the school got suspicious.
Oh my goodness.
They noticed there was this big spike in kids getting notes from that particular doctor. So they called the doctor, and he said he had never heard of any of those kids that they gave the list of. So they eventually traced the notes back to Belinda. She was arrested for filing false public records, and she could get up to 5 years in prison.
I mean, she's kind of an entrepreneur.
Basically. But speaking of doctor's notes and doctors, how did the doctor cure the invisible man?
Ooh, I have no idea. How did he do it?
He took him to the ICU. ICU. Get it? You don't like it.
Just got a text from Coach Matt Daniel. He has canceled his booking for later this morning.
Man.
Just based on that joke.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you followed my journey of wanting to meet one celebrity.
Your journey.
For all of these years. Like legitimately since, I don't know, it's been 6 or 7 years. I have said on the air and aggravated my wife just to aggravate her about Jana Kramer. So David would be like, oh, my celebrity crush is Blake Lively. And Kelly would be like, my celebrity crush is
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge. And I would always just say Jana Kramer. And then we'd call my wife. I'd play Jana Kramer. I've aggravated her for years, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny. And now she's in on the joke and stuff like that. And now we're going to meet Jana Kramer tonight. I've been personally invited.
I cannot get over this.
And then on my poll, let me go back to my poll real quick.
Okay.
I posted a poll on my Instagram story. And I was asking, I said, I'm going, I have the chance to go meet her. I've been invited to go meet her. Backstage, all this different stuff, but now I'm nervous. Should I stay or should I go now? There were people who thought I should stay and not go.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm like, why do they think that? Are they afraid I'm going to embarrass myself?
Well, there's a chance.
Are they looking out for me?
But see, I vote for you to go just because I hope that you will.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
And that your wife will get it on some type of video.
Oh, no. There's people on social media asking if my wife will record every moment of it. Because while my wife is being very fun about it and laughing and we get a night in Nashville and all this different stuff, secretly, deep down inside, I think she wants me to look stupid.
I don't think that's a secret there, buddy.
So you agree. She yes. wants me to look dumb.
And it's looking dumb out of love.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate it. I got the first key. So I'll be there tonight in Nashville. If I decide to go through with it.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. My wife was like, so do you have a hotel or anything? I'm like, nope. We'll just come back.
You're just going to beg Jana for a hotel room too?
No, I'm like, I didn't beg for anything. On my poll, should I stay or should I go now? Guess who voted I should go?
Who?
Jana Kramer.
Really?
Yeah, so.
She voted?
She voted on my poll.
Wow.
Now, here's what I need today. I'm about to send you an image.
Okay.
Because my unfortunate wife had to take photos of me in different outfits.
Oh, Leslie, I'm so sorry.
thank you.
I'm so sorry.
I need you to tell me which one I should wear. Because option A.
Okay, hang on.
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, option A. Black button-down shirt, some slacks, nice shoes.
Okay.
Thoughts on that outfit?
I
can already tell because you're giggling.
Well,
under your breath, you're giggling.
I think you should wear jeans, not slacks.
Okay.
Dad.
They're cool slacks, though. They're slim fit.
They're my khakis.
They're not khakis. They're dark gray with a black shirt.
Okay.
Well, I kind of like that.
You know what? I'm excellent.
That doesn't
look
like me.
Nope. Okay. No, it's a great picture. It looks nice. It's just not for tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Option B, standard type of polo, gray, black, something kind of subdued.
Yep. That
darker
looks like
jeans.
You. Yep.
Nice shoes.
Like it.
Okay.
Yep.
Option C, Guns N' Roses t-shirt, fitted jeans, my Adidas.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you started
laughing.
You're
judging the way I'm looking at your outfit.
Because I show you an outfit and you start laughing.
No.
So none of these are good enough.
Because I need your wife to be here for one. I have so many questions for her.
It doesn't matter how long it took or how many photos or how mad I was about the lighting in the house.
So many questions.
None of that matters when I was yelling at the lights.
I do like how you changed your tennis shoes to match the white in your Guns N' Roses shirt.
That's what
you
did.
You did that, didn't you?
Yes, I did that on purpose.
I just love how you think of stuff like that.
Right.
Because there's people like me that I'm a woman and sometimes I don't think of stuff like that.
Well, I believe I'm a woman as well half the time.
Ding, ding, ding.
Which one out of those three? My mother picked something totally different. I sent her the text. She's like, nope, don't do any of those. I'm like, well, that's great.
What'd she pick?
She wants me to go black button down, light jeans.
That would look good too. With tennis shoes?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would look good. I'm going to say out of these three pictures, I'm going to go with the middle.
But
that's
I feel like that's my choice. Like to me, that's the most boring of the bunch.
It's the most safe. Let's look at your pictures from all around. You know what? From all around the room.
Okay.
There's one with Carrie Underwood and you're in your black button up. That's a big, I wouldn't do two of your crushes in the same shirt.
Right.
So maybe you should not wear the button up.
Okay.
Let's see. We have another one and you have on.
Me and Garth.
Oh, that is, you have on your black button up.
No,
as
I don't.
Well.
No,
I
don't.
Swear you do.
So if I think it's important,
maybe,
that's what I wear.
Yeah, I think your black button up is your go-to. So we're gonna X that one out.
Should I go with the white button up? Or does that look like
just
I
because
have
it's a different color?
Or does it look like
no,
an undershirt?
You would look like a ghost. Don't do that.
No, I'll be tan. I'll put on more bronzer.
No.
So no button
what?
Down
no.
at all. No button down, button up, no matter.
No, I say a collared, just a polo shirt that you normally wear.
Just a polo.
Yeah.
The Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
And I'm sure it'll be cold. Don't wear a jacket because you never wear the jacket. No. So there's that.
I'll show the tan.
I know you want to show your muscles to Jenna Kramer.
No, the tan.
Oh, the tan.
I'm going to do push-ups before I walk in.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 100. I want to drop down.
I don't know if you know, but I can do over 1,000.
Leslie, watch this. I'm going to drop down and give you 100.
Sorry, Jan. I'm just working out before our meet and greet.
So you think the Guns N' Roses shirt is too dressed down?
I think that I like that shirt, but I think that you should just go middle. Maybe I'm being too safe for you.
To me, that's boring. But I'm
okay. Go with Guns N' Roses.
Stop yelling at me. Why are you yelling?
Yelling.
This is what my wife did to me last
You're
night.
You're so anxious.
Where she finally said to me, "What does it matter? Why are you so worried about it?" And I know there's people who are going, "I agree. Why are you so worried about it?" But here's the thing. When you go there and you've waited all this time to have your photo taken, and you have the one chance to have a photo, this is the one chance, the one photo. If I mess up this one photo, I might not ever have the chance to get it again.
That's true. Just wear a KFON t-shirt.
For the rest of my life, I might not ever have that chance.
You know, this is a pretty big deal. Now that I really think about it.
I'm just saying. You know, like you have thousands of pictures, but if you take a picture with somebody who's famous, you're like, "Hey, check out this picture of me and somebody famous."
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I know. We have them all around the room.
In line at the store. "Hey, look at me and somebody famous."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In case you don't know me, I'm going to show you I know people.
Gosh.
Should I post it and let other people judge?
Of course, that's the best part.
Please be nice, though.
No, seriously, be nice to him. Judge and make it funny, but be nice to him because he will cry.
Or you can tell me combinations of what I should wear.
Yes.
But just know that I'm emotional today.
He's sensitive. Gosh.
Instagram story, it's going up momentarily. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you Coach Matt Daniels is going to join us around 7:45 this morning. We're talking yes. A-State women's basketball. We're also going to talk fashion because Kelly has told me he is very much a fashion plate.
That's what I've heard.
And I need advice because I don't know. I have three different outfits I thought were good last night to wear to meet Jana Kramer tonight in Nashville.
Right.
And then now I'm thinking that maybe none of them are good enough. So...
It's going to be a long day.
I do have it on my Instagram story if you guys want to go and take a look at it and maybe help me out. Right?
Please help him.
Brandon on KFIN.
In a nice way.
Yeah. Because again, as we described, I'm fragile this morning because I'm a little bit nervous. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Tuesday, November the 5th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Juan Rodriguez of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. How about this? We have Marcia Parker of Jonesboro, Jim Holland. From Jonesboro celebrates. Audra Higgins from Paragould. Jake Borden from Jonesboro is turning 11. A fifth grader at Westside Middle School. Happy birthday and love from Nana and Papa. And Hunter KJ is also a fifth grader at Westside Middle School. Happy birthday from Dad, D, Dalton, Addie, and Winston. It says love you very much. And the banker to the stars.
The stars? Wait, is it because he's your banker? And you're saying that you're a star?
No, I'm just saying. happy birthday to Tony Futrell, who celebrates today. Oh, yes. I didn't mean that. Like,
happy birthday.
He's a friend of mine.
I just misunderstood you.
He's helped me with so many loans.
Yeah.
To afford some of the finer things in life. Happy birthday to Tony Futrell, who celebrates a birthday today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say... Happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Josie Canseco is 23. She's a famous model who is the daughter of baseball legend Jose Canseco.
Yep, he was a big deal back in the day, you know.
He was.
And now she is.
Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. is 27, Cleveland Browns. Kevin Jonas, the oldest of the Jonas Brothers, is 32 today.
You think we should hit a little bit of the Jonas Brothers real quick?
Yeah.
Which one do you think we should do? Like one of the newer ones?
Sure.
Like the song, I don't know, let's do this one. I'm a sucker for you. Like that one? Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you Happy birthday to Kevin Jonas, who turns 32 today.
Sal Volcano is 43. He's one of the impractical jokers.
Okay. What are you laughing about?
Because I said his name wrong, I think.
Probably.
Kris Jenner is 64. Of course, she's over the whole Kardashian empire. And Bryan Adams is 60 years old today.
Let's do some Bryan Adams. How about, I don't know, this one.
Now it cuts like a knife.
Good stuff, right? More Bryan Adams. Let's try this one. Like that one?
Damn.
Happy birthday to Bryan Adams, who turns 60 years old today.
You know it's true. Everything I do.
This is my favorite one of the bunch. Like ballads.
Did you slow dance with anyone in the eighth grade to this song?
I've never slow danced with anyone. Let's just be real.
Take me as I am. Take my life.
My slow dance tonight.
What? For the first time at a meet and greet.
I'll just hold on and dance.
Don't tell me
with my wife.
Oh.
Make everything so weird. We're going to play the extended version. It's an 8-minute track. I'm kidding. Happy birthday to Bryan Adams, who turned 60 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So our guest came in a little bit early, and because he's early, before we get to basketball, I want to talk about his fashion. Because I have been told, and I can tell by what you wore in.
There's all kinds of rumors that you're really into fashion.
Fashionable. A fashion plate. Mm. Coach Matt Daniel, he is the A-State women's basketball coach. They're kicking off their season tomorrow. And he joins us in the studio for his first official interview on Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Welcome in, Coach.
Welcome.
Thanks. I feel like I ought to be in a 3-piece suit and dressed to the nines.
Well, I've seen you dress up, though.
Have you?
Yeah. You've had some big stuff going on where you have to go out and talk to all kinds of important people and people who donate and all that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I enjoy doing that because it's mostly people that I grew up with, especially on this job, this gig, and I'm happy to be included in it.
Can we talk about this gig real quick?
Sure.
Because this is probably something that, this was a job that when it came open, it had been full for a long time. This wasn't even something that was available.
20 years, yeah.
And when it became available, I mean, were you like, wait a minute, could this be the chance to get in there and coach the women's team at Arkansas State?
It was the only job. So I retired. I stepped away from coaching. I was at Marshall, had a guaranteed contract, left money on the table to come home because I wanted my kids to grow up here.
That's awesome.
And my wife is a dentist, and my kids are two daughters. I have two daughters, 5 and 7, Steele and Brett. And I felt like it was more important for them to see their mom in that role than it was to feed my ego coaching basketball in West Virginia. So I stepped away from the game. We got an opportunity to come back here, and we took it. But so this is the only place I would have coached.
Isn't that cool, though?
It's awesome. Let you know it's not your plan, man.
I was going to say, so what happened in your mind when that deal opens up, the door opens, you come in for interviews. They talk to a lot of different people. I mean, it was a big job.
It was the most thorough interview process. I've only interviewed for 3 other jobs. It was the most thorough interview process that I've ever been through. And they vetted and vetted again and vetted again and vetted again. And then when I... Terry, when he told me, when he brought me in to tell me that this is the direction he wanted to go, he had my contract tucked in his jacket, in his pants underneath his jacket. He said, man, I don't know how to tell you this. We want you to lead this program. And I thought he was coming the other way and saying, hey, we're just going to go a different direction.
Yes.
And but I couldn't believe that he brought me all the way back up to Jonesboro to tell me that in person when he could have just said, "Hey, man, we've got our person that we want to go with, man or woman or whatever." Because I wanted to be the best fit, but I felt like I was the best fit. I believe I'm the best fit, and I'm excited to get started.
So Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio this morning. You get the opportunity. Why do you think it was given to you? Like, why do you think they chose you out of all the people they talked to for this particular role, which again is after having a coach here for 20 years? I mean, it's a big deal to change. Mm-hmm. A-State women's basketball, we've seen a lot of success over those 20 years. Why do you think it was your vision that they decided to go with?
So I think that my passion for the game and this area, it oozes out of me. That's pretty fluid and pretty easy. But no disrespect to anybody, I feel like I earned the opportunity.
Yep.
I mean, they vetted me as hard as they did anybody and almost looked for a reason not to.
Sure.
Rather than just because I'd been sitting out. And what I told them is, you know, everybody else that you could hire is they've been focused on their previous team and they don't really know what's going on this right. I'm studied and rested and ready to go. That's awesome. And we can go do this thing. So.
Do you think it because you were from here that they were like, man, I don't know. Does it look like we're just going to get somebody who was local? Because sometimes I think the idea is, hey, we're going to bring somebody in. We're going to fly them in, big press conference, and let you meet somebody.
Sure.
Do you think that was an obstacle to overcome in the interview process?
I think there were plenty of obstacles to overcome, but that's any job you ever go after. For example, you know, if they would have hired Gino Auriemma and they would have paid him $1 million a year, there would be naysayers that said, I can't believe we would invest $1 million a year in women's basketball.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't matter who it is. You know, people, you get in where you fit in. If you're either proving people right or you're proving people wrong. I've done that my whole life. So I'm comfortable under this heat lamp.
What do you think about working with Terry Mahajer? Because anybody who will tell you about him as an athletic director of the university, he's intense. He has goals. We've seen a lot of growth under him. But I know that there's probably maybe even a bigger pressure than ever before with A-State Athletics because of his leadership.
I'm fine with that. I would just assume somebody that wants to win at everything because you have administrators that say, hey, we're going to try and be really good in men's basketball. We're going to try and be really good in football.
Right.
Terry wants to win at bowling. He wants to win at chess. He wants to win at scooter races.
Yes,
he wants to win at everything. So, you know, from a support standpoint, that's what you're looking for.
Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio this morning. So A-State women's basketball kicks off play tomorrow night, First National Bank Arena. Tell us about what we're going to see from this team and why people should make plans to go out and really get their first look at your team.
Well, so here's kind of my coach speak. We want to do things that have never been done before, and let's go to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
In order to do things that have never been done before, you have to do things that have never been done before.
Sure.
And we're looking for season ticket attenders, not just season ticket holders. In the lower bowl, there's just under 3,000 seats, and I call it 3,000 howls.
Right.
We've got 800 and something season tickets already sold, which is phenomenal.
That's great, yeah.
And that's what we're trying to build. I want high fives and handshakes on the floor and high fives and handshakes in the bleachers as well. We're going to play Central Baptist College. We're opening up at home in the front end of a doubleheader with the men. Central Baptist College, just kind of tell you a little bit about their team. They scored 107 points the other day.
Wow.
And we want to play fast too. So we'll see what that looks like, but we're going to do whatever we can to try and win a game. We're going to build something that's built to win and built to last like we have it at our other two stops. And, we want people to not hope we win and then come out. We want people to come out and help us win. And then we'll win on top of that on house money.
Let's talk about other things that are going on, because when you talk about the game day experience, you know, you have different elements and things you'd like to incorporate. What else is going to be happening around basketball tomorrow night?
So one of the speaking engagements that I had was to the United Way, and I got educated on the United Way. I wasn't as educated as I wanted to be, but when I came home, even before I took this job, I wanted to be involved in the community. I wanted to give back. This community raised me. And so Jennifer and I made a donation to the United Way, and I've spoken to their groups twice now, even on campus. And they're going to we've invited their volunteers, over 400 volunteers, to the game tomorrow. And the university's got colleges coming out. And so it's going to be a cool environment, I hope and anticipate. But sure. If not, we'll build it anyway, because we're going to – whatever we need to do, we're going to do it.
What are we going to see different about this team? Because obviously when you have a new coach, there's probably a little bit of a different vision, a different style. What's going to be different from years past?
So my biggest thing is I want them to feel empowered. I want them to play out of empowerment, out of strength, not out of fear. I want them to play loose and play free. I want them smiling and having a good time. You'll see us smiling some on the – because you have to laugh it off. I mean, it's just a game. We're going to celebrate every win, even if we don't play well, because you play to win the game.
Sure.
And we don't celebrate enough, you know, small victories anymore, in my opinion. So we're going to celebrate wins, and we're going to celebrate plays. But we're not going to pout over the next play, and we're not going to celebrate too much. We're going to get on to the next play, and we're going to try and play fast, play free.
What is it that you like about coaching women's basketball?
Because we're awesome.
Other than the fact that they're awesome, what is it that you enjoy about that?
I thought Kelly was talking about her specifically being awesome. I felt like there was a little undertone there.
She was pretty good back in the day.
Yeah.
Then again, that's been a long time, Coach.
Thanks, Brandon.
Long, long time. We're about the same age, I just learned.
Me too.
Long, long time ago. So, for the most part, they try and do what you want them to do. Sometimes too robotic. But to watch a team grow, men and women, I've coached both on all different levels, and I really like this team. We've grown up a lot. We have an old roster, but our maturity hasn't always been there, and age and maturity don't always align.
Yeah.
And so just to watch them grow, but we're so happy to see somebody else. I mean, we're ready to see a different colored jersey out there on the floor and in an environment that we feel comfortable in.
What time's tip-off tomorrow night?
5 o'clock. Tip-off's 5 o'clock.
And if people want to grab tickets, I guess they can do that at the box office?
Yes, they can. They can call the ticket office, and there's plenty of seats available, obviously. But there won't be. We're going to build it where there won't be, so you better get in where you fit in now.
I love the passion right there. Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio this morning. We're going to keep him around because, you know, again, we talked about the fashion. I know that, you know, his dad's a wrestling fan. We want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to play 5 questions with the coach.
Yeah, but you also have bigger issues going on right now.
I have major issues, and you seem very confident, and a lot of times I'm not. So I need you to motivate me before my big meeting tonight. I'll motivate you before you guys play tomorrow
the
court. You motivate me before Jana Kramer.
I don't even know who that is.
Hang on now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio. He is the new A-State women's basketball coach, and this is kind of our chance to get to know him better.
Yeah.
Evidently, you guys, because you both have grown up around here,
yeah,
have known each other through coaching and basketball and all that, but this is really, like, I met you one time, I think.
Yeah.
We were right on the sidelines at A-State. He was judging at Order of the Pack.
It was.
And it was a real quick deal because everybody was screaming and you couldn't hear.
I didn't know how intense that was.
It's crazy.
I don't know. They were asking me to look at sororities, and I didn't know what all the sororities meant and all the students.
Yes.
Because I don't know all the Greek letters. Because we just talked about that. I'm not social.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that looks like.
Yeah, you have to write it out for me. Or am I going to say it wrong?
Just point me in the group, and I can tell you if they're loud or not.
This group over here.
Yeah.
To me, that's one of the most fun events I get to do. And I get to do a lot of stuff with A-State. But just the idea that you have so many of those sorority girls out there, and they just want to beat the other girls with spirit, and they yell
and scream. You can't hear for a week.
No, it's crazy, though, because it gets you kind of jacked up and ready for the night.
But let's not get this twisted. This segment is not about me.
No. I had one more thing, but you can go first. Because you're a coach, I'll let you go first.
This segment's about you.
Well, because I need help.
It's all about you.
Because I need help.
Does Kramer sing that? The Kramer chick?
So here's what Coach Matt Daniel's doing to me today. I'm already a little bit on edge because tonight, after 6 or 7 years of talking about it on the radio, I get to go to Nashville and meet Jana Kramer. She messaged me. I have the official invite, and I'm telling the coach about that. You know, we sit down, and it's kind of guy talk. And I'm like, I'm going to meet Jana Kramer, and his response was, who? And I'm like, Coach.
I got the first kiss.
It's a big hit.
Is it?
Yes.
What?
He doesn't know, though, and he's not trying to be insulting.
No. I don't. I'm ignorant to it. I'm ignorant to it. If it's not Mark Allen Springer in this part of the country that wrote
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's Disney.
All right, I get it.
That's just where I'm at in life.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Disney show?
Oh, I like them all.
You like Jessie? Well,
no, I'm not shows. I'm a movie guy.
Movies.
Oh, Disney movies.
Yeah, I like Elena. We talk about the princesses. Mm-hmm. And whenever we lived in Ash Flat to keep the mice away, we had 4 cats. We named them, you know, after the girl in Brave, Merida. And.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for Frozen 2?
Yes.
He has 2 girls, of course.
Got to be ready for
it. I didn't know it was coming out, but I'm ready for it.
That's going to be good, right? So, okay. You mentioned you were shy. I never got that from you, but I think that's interesting.
Nobody gets that because nobody sees me outside of the coaching world.
So when you
walk in, they only see, like when I stepped on a basketball court,
yeah,
where I'm in my element, I'm good. But by nature, I'm really reserved. Unless I'm around people that I really, really know.
Let's go back to high school.
There's somebody else I know that's kind of like that.
100%. We might have more in common than I thought. So back
minus
in high school.
Minus a sleeve tattoo.
Well, okay.
Where's yours?
I'm getting mine removed.
He has lower back.
Oh. Mine's on my leg. Mine's a Colorado Buffalo.
Oh.
Let's go through. Ed, were you shy in school? Like all the way through school?
Mm-hmm. Unless the lights were on for
that's
the game.
Wild.
Oh, yeah.
So you feel like you're a different person?
It's a complete alter ego.
Even in sports. Because I feel like that when the microphone comes on or when we walk into a place where we're supposed to take over and be in charge, be it an event, a concert, or whatever.
You can flip a switch.
Yeah, it's like, bam, you got to go.
Mine's an invisible cape.
Is it?
Just put on the invisible cape.
And you're ready to go.
I told my daughter the other day, she was at school and she was supposed to wear a costume for whatever it was, Spirit Week or something. She goes, Dad, I don't have a costume. I forgot. I said, you got a costume? You're Super Hooper.
Nice.
She wrote it on a piece of paper and she showed it to me later. Got it through the whole day.
That's awesome.
That's what it's all about, man. This other stuff, you can have it.
The kids?
Oh.
Yeah.
Watching them smile and grow.
Yeah. Is there anything that makes you happier than taking them and allowing them to experience something where you can just see the smile on their face?
So last night, Steele was with me. Jennifer had Brett, my youngest, at gymnastics. Steele doesn't do gymnastics. So Steele stayed with me. We unloaded mom's car. We let mom take mine. Jennifer took my car. We unloaded her car of firewood that her dad cut from Newark.
Right.
Not Newark. Newark.
Newark. Yep. Gotta get it right.
And so Steele unloaded it. We put together the fire thing and we stacked, I don't even know what it was called, the rack for the rick.
Yeah.
And we stacked the wood and Steele was carrying the wood and we made a fire outside and we grilled and we played snakes and ladders and Uno. And
that's awesome.
Oh, man, you can't beat that.
Some of the most emotional moments I have, like we took Kai to see Monster Jam in Nashville and it's in the big Nissan Stadium and you watch all the monster trucks come out like he watched on TV. His smile was enough in that moment to make me tear up because I'm like, this means so much to him. Like that's special.
Yeah, I'm a walking, I can see it in your face now.
Yeah,
right?
It gets me.
I'm a walking teddy bear. I mean, but I'm that same way with our players. Like to watch them see something that they go, wow, that's really cool. To give them those experiences, that's what it's all about. The basketball take care of itself.
Again, Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio this morning. So you flip a switch, you turn on something different when you walk into a room. How would you advise me tonight to walk in and approach Jana Kramer, who, again, I've talked about for all this time, and now I've built it up because of Kelly and my wife. Now I really am nervous about it.
I wouldn't approach her.
How would you not do that?
I'd let her approach you. She doesn't understand how big a deal you are.
Ooh.
Oh, he's your new favorite person,
isn't he?
Is that
what you do? No, is that your trick? No, yes, you do.
No, he doesn't do it.
Yes, you do.
But I'm not. But I'm not. I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but I don't know how. I'm not starstruck.
Well, normally I'm pretty good. Like I was nervous at Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, and Garth.
And Garth, but it's different. That's Carrie Underwood and Garth Brooks.
That's true.
I just don't get like that
with anybody.
I don't think so.
Dude, Michael Jordan sitting in a restaurant downtown.
No.
What would you say?
But I've been around all those guys. You know, Kevin Garnett. Chauncey Billups is my best friend.
But what would you say? You just wouldn't even say anything?
I mean, it's a human being.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you're Michael Jordan. What do you want him to say?
Well, I mean.
I can tell you what I would say.
What?
I wouldn't say this unless I knew her. I'd be like, hey, listen, rumor has it you got one hit. Sounds like you're going to need to go write another one.
No, there's no way.
Oh, my
God.
That goodness.
Is ridiculous. That
no,
is
I would never say
absolutely
that. I would never say that.
Absolutely ridiculous. That. But I do like the idea of making her come to me.
She may not
come to you.
But that's the deal.
But yeah, what if she doesn't?
What if I drive all the way there?
But let me,
and I'm the wallflower.
But let me ask you
this. Wallflower
that's
syndrome.
That's absolutely wallflower.
100%.
But what are you really missing out on, man? You don't even know the chick.
But I got to get a picture.
It's the picture.
For my social
media.
Room,
it's the picture.
You can get
a
picture and never say a word.
Well, that's weird, though. I've got to say something. I got to practice.
I get asked for pictures all the time. They don't say anything. They're just like, yeah, okay, we'll get a picture.
Well, we're about to take one in a minute.
He wants to be remembered.
I want to be remembered. I got to make an impression.
Oh,
you will.
That's fair.
Let's play five questions with Coach Matt Daniel. Kelly, you have the questions?
All right, Coach.
These are rapid fire.
Yeah. Most embarrassing song on your playlist?
I don't have a playlist.
Oh, my
That's gosh. The most embarrassing part.
Okay. Favorite TV show of all time?
Oh. I don't know. I'm so boring. I like Blacklist. I like...
Little James Spader. Okay.
Oh, he's good.
Yep, he is good.
I like, right now I'm watching the new Jack Ryan.
Oh, is that good?
John Krasinski, right?
Yeah, I don't know all these people, I know Spader.
Jack Ryan, is that good?
I'm finishing season one. I'm rewatching season one so I can watch season. When basketball hits, I do everything I can not to think about the game.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I heard that's a good show. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good. But there's so many.
Yep. All right. Childhood crush.
Topanga.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Everybody else age says Topanga. Okay.
It's either Topanga or it's Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who is Kelly Kapowski.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano. Yep. Okay, that we'll stop.
We know you could go. We know you could go forever, Brandon. Okay.
I could not, by the way. It was a loyal crush.
All right. If you could meet one person, famous, dead or alive, who would it be?
George Washington, Martin Luther King, somebody.
Okay.
Historical.
Somebody with some meat to it. Yeah, you know, gotcha. not Jenna or Jana.
Not just
Jana?
A country singer. Jana.
Jana Kramer.
Me and you are breaking up.
Last of the five questions. Do you have any hidden talents?
Here we go.
I'm not really talented, but I like card tricks. I like playing cards, so card tricks cards. And magic. I love illusions and magic. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Copperfield over here.
Yeah, I know.
I would hang out with those guys all day. Mind Freak.
David Blaine.
Yes, I'm in. I'm all the way in. But I want to know, I'm not interested in the smoke and mirrors. I want to, I want to be doing the smoke and mirrors. I don't want to be smoked and mirrored.
Do you know some of them? Like, have you practiced?
Yeah, I know a couple.
So next time you come in, you're coming in
to
do magic.
He can make you disappear. Can you make Brandon disappear?
Well, that's fantastic. No, can you cut her in half?
Listen, I can tell you this. He may vanish tonight. He may sit on that wall and... He may need to wear his shirt and it may need to match whatever the wallpaper is.
He was supposed to build me up. Anyway, it's A-State Women's Basketball tomorrow, First National Bank Arena, tip-off 5 o'clock. What would you say? Last chance. What would you say to people who haven't seen A-State women play or they haven't been in the last couple of years?
Give us a shot. I mean, just give us a shot. Let us try and entertain you. And if you don't like what you see, don't come back. But give us a shot. You know, it's easy just to sit there and say, yeah, it's not my thing. No, it's not that thing. We may show you something you've never seen before. You don't know.
Yeah.
And just give us a shot. And then if you like it, then buy your season tickets then. But just give us a shot tomorrow.
And to get astateredwolves.com/tickets if you want to get those. Coach Matt Daniel joins us in the studio this morning live on KFine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm going to go back through and take a look at all my responses here on my social media.
I would like for you to say them out loud.
Well,
What's the problem?
I'm just reading stuff.
Well, read out loud.
A or B, A. You can never be overdressed. And again, let me go through what I'm wearing in these outfits. A is button-down shirt, khaki pants, nice shoes.
Your dad slacks is what you're talking about.
Okay. B is jeans and polo. C is t-shirt and jeans. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's... I'll go through and I'll say what people are voting for, not the letters, because if you're not seeing them, it might not make as much sense. So this response is button down and polo, or polo, not both, because that would look weird. There's also button down, button down, button down, button down, button down, polo, polo, button down, button down, button down, button down, polo graphic tee, and then Brandy Garner says black V-neck tee, the jeans from Pick C, and black Converse. So she's trying to make me look more hip.
But she always looks really good in all of her pictures. So, like, that's a good suggestion.
All right. So I'm working on this. I got to make sure I look my best.
See, I'm not worried about what you're wearing. I'm worried about what you're going to actually say.
What do you mean what I'm going to say?
Are you going to say, because y'all have had this go back and forth for however many years. Like, what are you going to actually say? So, hey, I'm finally meeting you. Hey.
I want to be cool like Coach Matt Daniel.
Don't forget to introduce your wife either.
Oh, is she going to go? I don't have backstage passes for her. I just have them.
That's a lie. And it's your wife. It's your wife that got you the backstage passes.
She didn't message her. Can you imagine if I just had one?
No, I would open my home up for your wife.
That is really awful.
So, well,
Coach Matt Daniel, A-State Women's Basketball, he comes in and I'm thinking, you know, he comes across and I guess people never can tell. Like as a coolness, right? Like, hey, what's up, man? He's kind of chill and all that stuff.
Swag.
He's got swag.
Yeah.
And then he tells us he's shy. And it's because he might be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's why he's reserved. And it's not necessarily trying to be Matthew McConaughey cool.
And you automatically felt connected.
I felt connected, but I walk in different, I think.
Hmm.
I don't want to walk in all jittery and like.
Maybe you should walk in like, you know, when you wrestle, when you do your wrestling stuff. Maybe you should walk in kind of all bowed up, you know.
All right, let's go, everybody.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Just like that. When I walk into the room, scare her like that.
Yeah, scare her children.
Let's go, everybody.
Yeah, no, maybe not.
Not like that.
But
no?
That kind of confidence.
Confidence.
You flip your confidence switch
confidence.
On.
Confidence.
And then everything just goes from there.
But so why is it, like what he was saying, he doesn't see celebrities as being, you know, they're just people, they're humans?
I think there's people that get starstruck and there's people that don't.
Which one are you?
Well, you know, I'll admit 100% I get starstruck no matter what.
But it's because we put value on certain things. And if it's value on talents or beauty or skills or knowledge or whatever you put the talent, you know, you frame that and you put value on that.
Right. Maybe we need to be more like that.
What? Where we don't care? We're all just people?
Yeah, which we are, and I know that, but it's still fun to be starstruck.
You know, one of my friends actually has written a song about that. Yeah.
Really?
Let me see if I can, he's on my phone here. Let me get his number pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ringtone.
Oh.
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work, but I think we should take it slow.
Why is that, John?
We're just ordinary people.
So Matt Daniel says, we're just ordinary people.
We don't know which way to go.
I have no idea what to do or where to go.
Cause we're ordinary people.
Somebody.
Just ordinary.
Come save me.
Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
Oh, I'm going to be really confident tonight, and I'm going to do that for you all. I think if I think I'm doing it for y'all, then I might be better. Like if I think if I'm in my own head, if I had a camera, if my wife would carry in a camera, I'd play it cool because I'd be doing that for everybody else.
What if you didn't know she had the camera?
Well, then I wouldn't be cool. I'd be nervous.
That's what I want to happen.
But if I were to like, hey, everybody, we're backstage and we're about to go, I would be cool. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have her film the moments.
Yes, like you could act like you're a correspondent.
Yes.
And then you could just do little videos and that'll help you through the whole thing.
Oh, and by the way, we're here with Jana Kramer.
Like you're interviewing
Jana,
her.
What are you doing here tonight?
It's not a meet and greet at all. You're interviewing
That's
her.
What I'm going to do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was reading this deal this morning where there's like a battle, right? Celebrity couples were named and people were asked, who's the more famous person in the celebrity couple?
Okay.
All right. How do you want to play? Do you want to play what you think, who is more famous? And I'll tell you how that weighs in with what the rest of America thinks.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
All right. So it's a game of who's more famous, celebrity couple edition.
Ooh, this is so much fun. Okay.
Alex Rodriguez versus Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, people are going to argue, but I'm going with Jennifer Lopez.
98% of people agree.
Oh, okay.
98% think Jennifer Lopez is more famous than Alex Rodriguez. Who's more famous, Joe Jonas or Sophie Turner?
Joe Jonas.
70% agree.
Wow.
Kind of on the same page so far. Cole Sprouse, who was The Suite Life of Zach and Cody, Big Daddy, and Lily Reinhart, who's his girlfriend.
I'm going to go with Cole Sprouse.
93% of people agree. All right, this is getting, to me, this one's closer. Chrissy Teigen or John Legend, who's more famous?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Chrissy Teigen.
Wrong.
Really?
70% of people say John Legend is more famous. Who's more famous? Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton?
Man. Bill.
I would think so too. 54% say Hillary at this point. That's wild to me.
Hmm.
Shawn Mendes versus Camila Cabello. Who's more famous?
Camila Cabello.
Shawn Mendes. 80% of people say Shawn Mendes. Here's another good one. Kanye West versus Kim Kardashian. Who's more famous?
I'm going to have to say Kim Kardashian.
82% say that. She's leading the relationship. All right, how about this one? Emily Blunt, the actress, or John Krasinski, who was Jim on The Office and is Jack Ryan?
John Krasinski.
Emily Blunt.
And she was Mary Poppins. She's awesome, too.
Yeah, 52% of people say she's more famous. Katy Perry versus Orlando Bloom.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Ryan Reynolds versus Blake Lively.
Ryan Who's more Reynolds.
Famous? Yes. Will Smith or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Will Smith.
This is the slam dunk of the bunch.
Yeah, it
99% is. Of people agree that Will Smith is more famous. Gwen Stefani versus Blake Shelton. Who's more famous?
I'm going to have to say Gwen Stefani.
77% of people say Gwen Stefani. That's pretty wild, right?
That's fun.
Justin Bieber or Hailey Bieber?
Justin.
100%.
Yeah.
99% of people say Justin Bieber is more famous. But kind of a fun little game.
I've got one.
What?
Brandon and Leslie Baxter.
Who's more famous?
Leslie.
Oh, go away.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Ladies, it's a good day because the latest major celebrity to jump on the Instagram train.
Can I get a hint? Can I give a hint? Let me give a hint first. See if you can get it.
If you get it wrong, I'm going to be upset.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, well, well.
It's not well, well, well. You said hey, hey, hey this morning. It's all right, all right, all right. It's Matthew McConaughey. Don't ever get that wrong again.
Hey.
But anyway, he posted his very first post, which is a video of himself. Here's what he says.
This is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world. And I'm a little bit nervous about it because I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue. But I've learned that you got to have the dialogue to have the monologue, just as you have to have a monologue to have the dialogue. So I'm looking forward to
Wait
it.
A minute.
I'm looking forward to sharing who I am with you. I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates. Let's have some fun with it, though, and let's keep the high eye, not the low eye.
Yes.
And you're looking at him, you're like, you don't know what he's saying. But
no
the thing is, it doesn't matter what he's saying. You, too, can go be entranced by Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
He must live in Colorado or something.
You think so?
I mean, that's how I'm going to talk tonight at
Jenny
Kramer.
He did have a shirt on, though.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, don't talk like that.
What's up? It's good to see
you. She'll think something's wrong with you.
I don't know what's up with the down or down with the up.
Don't say that.
I'm going to do stuff like that. Because evidently, women love him.
We do.
Women don't love me, so I might as well try it.
Sure, try it.
What's up, what's up, what's up? That's what I'm going to do. I think if you say something three times, it
makes
you more attractive.
Here's my point. Here's my point.
That's what it is. It's like a rap song, but it's like a chill rap song from a country guy.
Go ahead. You do you.
I'm trying to think about me. Yeah. Okay, so got you guys up on Chrissy Teigen, her website, which is Cravings by Chrissy Teigen, had their big official launch. It's like a cooking website and a recipe sharing and advice and all this kind of stuff. Well, it was such a big deal that it actually crashed. So many people went to it immediately that it tore down the server. Chrissy had to go to social media to apologize. It's since back up, and you can go check it out right now. The intro video features Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, and the kids.
Hello, everybody. It's Chrissy.
And John.
And Luna and Miles, and we are so excited to welcome you to my brand new website.
See, again, John Legend is much like Matthew McConaughey. And John...
He's really cool.
I'll be like, what's up? It's me, Brandon.
That's not you, though.
Why do I have
just
to be uncool?
Just be yourself.
But then I have to be uncool. I need to try to be cool.
That's what makes you likable, is being uncool.
Uncool.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who don't know me, the first time they meet me, they're like, oh, they don't know.
But
I am like a fungus. I grow on you. It just takes a while.
Okay. All right. I get that.
Thank you.
Got you gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So the show is getting closer to finishing its 28th season. So who remains? Who was eliminated? Remaining stars so far, Sean Spicer, Hannah B., which I'm going to guess she's going to be the one that takes the trophy, James Vanderbeek, Kel Mitchell, and Lauren Elena. Last night, the decision came down to Kate Flannery and Allie Brooke. Kate Flannery was eliminated, so she's no longer on the show. But the Mirror Ball Trophy isn't too far away, 3 weeks away, November 25th.
And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Why am I always so happy when David the Barrel Boy comes in here with us?
So David the Barrel Boy is back.
What's up, y'all?
He has rolled in today.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you still work here?
Sometimes. When I choose to.
No, which isn't very often, is it?
Oh, wow.
So, you look different to me today. What is it?
I shaved my face. I got rid of my goatee thing going on.
He went from a 25-year-old man to like a 12-year-old with overnight.
I know that.
When I was shaving this morning, I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm going to look so young, like I'm a child.
Does that happen to you too? Because sometimes yes. I'll go through the deal like, okay, I think I'm just going to shave it. And then halfway through, I'm like, oh, this isn't a good idea. And my wife hates it.
And typically, I like trim it up. I don't like go full on like baby face, but this time I did.
Why did you do that?
I just thought.
I can see the shininess from here.
I know. I can
you
smell.
You must have moisturized.
I can smell Brute.
Brute?
Brute.
In the green bottle.
Some Old Spice.
Yeah, I can smell it.
And I didn't put any of that on.
So why did you decide to do it, though?
I just thought, why not?
When did you do it? Last night or today?
No, this morning.
At home at your mom's or at Rachel's? It's a legitimate question.
At my mom's, yeah.
Does your mom like it better when you give her a kiss if you have no facial hair?
I don't know. I don't go around kissing my mom.
I saw you kiss her the other day in Harrisburg.
No, like
I didn't.
You kissed her hello or goodbye. I can't remember which one.
That's a big thing. Oh, wow. My 16-year-old, like my daughter, she's always like, Dad, because look, if he's really prickly, she doesn't like getting kisses from him, right? Yeah. So, but that,
that's
we,
how Rachel
we have
is.
Girls. Well, I mean, we have kids.
Yeah.
What's it matter?
So does Rachel like it when you're clean shaven or not?
She'll like it for a couple of days until the stubble starts coming in. Then she doesn't like that too much.
Yeah. It's just random, because I don't know why I go in to shave my face either. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, I just woke up this morning and thought, you know what?
Maybe just to be clean.
Yeah,
like it makes you feel clean.
Yeah, there's something to
that. Do you think I should shave my face before I go meet Jana Kramer?
Let me think.
And both of y'all shake your head no, like you're ugly. Leave that facial hair
on. No, that's not what we're saying.
Could you wear a mask?
No, I know how you are.
I'm going to get you a brown paper sack and cut some eye holes in it.
Thank you. David.
Uh-huh.
Are you excited for my opportunity?
Yes, I'm excited for your opportunity.
David,
I think we all are.
Do you wish you and Kelly could be there with me?
Yes.
Even if it was just driving to Nashville,
just
standing
to
in
see
line
that
with
one
you.
Moment.
Just yeah. And then you go out and meet Jana Kramer. That would be worth the trip.
You know
I would
what?
Drive home after that.
Yep, me and David will just come back home.
Okay. I bet I could get you some tickets if you can do it.
Of course I can do it.
You can?
I got the first key.
David, he has sang this song all morning.
I was thinking about doing that song as a duet tonight.
You should. Now, in that situation, are you the boy?
It's not even a concert.
No, she does perform at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
You don't know, so don't judge it if you don't know.
Oh, yeah. He is getting defensive.
Because you don't know. Over
you
there
don't
right
know.
In mouth. Yeah,
okay.
So, hush.
I'm now, sorry, she didn't slide into my DMs.
No.
She let's
leave
slide.
That out of
you there. You were the... Mm-hmm. She was the one sliding into your DMs. You posted, and she was like, "Ooh."
She has invited me. Don't tell her husband like that.
I'm
She's just trying to
him.
Be friendly.
Well, in that situation
supportive.
With the song, are you the boy or are you the man
I'm
here?
I'm the man, dude. You know that.
The man, dude.
Did you happen to see his Instagram post on what he should be wearing tonight?
Yeah, advise me on that. Go to my story.
Let me look here.
On Instagram, Brandon on KFIN.
It's not going to be anything you haven't seen before.
No, but just tell me what you think, because again, this is a meet and greet. This is a, they call it the wind down tour. So it's like a stage show followed
for her
by
podcast, yeah.
Answer, mm-hmm. a question and answer game section. And then she performs at the end. It's kind of like the main event.
Is the meet and greet before or after?
I don't know when she's going to do that. I just know that she said she's going to get it all sorted out for me and let me know.
Now, was Kai taking these pictures or was it your wife? Because I can imagine if your wife is taking pictures of you dressing up for another lady, that can be a little bit weird.
Yeah, how did that go?
She was rolling her eyes a lot, mm-hmm. because what happened was we started in one spot and I didn't like the lighting because there was overlighting that was adding extra shadows. So I had to move her until we found the right spot. I bet she took 30 pictures.
Making it all right for Jana Kramer.
Wow.
I just know I wanted it to be right for our listeners who are going to have to judge the outfits.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, it mm-hmm. is.
He's had people vote, David.
I've had people
Do you
vote.
Have a vote? Like what you think he should?
A is a button down and slacks. B is a polo and jeans and nice shoes. And then C is a Guns N' Roses t-shirt and
matching shoes.
And matching shoes and jeans that are a little bit more fitted. And some people might say they're tight.
I went with A.
You're getting a lot of A's,
aren't
you?
I do believe A is winning thus far.
What did Jana vote
That's
for?
That's his dad slacks. That's the picture of his... Jana voted for the dad slacks. Why?
What?
Why are you looking at
because
us like
Because that's
that?
A dumb question.
That's not a dumb question. That's not dumb at all.
This is David's last day coming in on the show.
What did I say?
He's an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
And he's 11. We realize he's lied to us the whole time, and he's done.
I can't argue that.
All right, you can check it out. Vote. Let me know, because I got to leave in a little bit to go see Jana Kramer in Nashville. So, again, I'll give you a full recap on, I guess, Thursday's show. I know y'all are making fun of me now.
What time does this happen?
I don't know what time I get to go back there.
I'll let you know. I hope
it rains. I'm just going to play all these great songs for you.
Are you going to...
What? Why you want to show up in a old t-shirt that I'm going to memorize them. Because what if she's like, hey, my friend is here and I want him to sing with me? I have to know the words.
Oh, and what if she picks a song that you don't know? Brutal.
Oh, gosh. Y'all are making me nervous. Brandon Baxter in the morning. Do you remember that time when Mr. Lonely, David the Barrel Boy, was talking about how he was on Drudge Report and he was finding about these robots, like learning about these robot women?
Yeah, I do remember when he did that.
Like, he was all about it, telling us his story. And it was kind of weird.
We were uncomfortable.
Yeah, like these were girlfriend robots.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Is that the best way to say it?
I would say that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is evidently a kind of a big deal because there's a company who's making robots. They're called Promobots. They're made in Russia, and basically they can clone real people.
Oh my goodness.
There's artificial intelligence involved. They talk, they interact, and they can look like who you want them to look like.
Wait a minute. Who are you going to go see tonight?
Well, she will be made into a robot.
I would like a robot resembling Jana Kramer.
May I have some DNA to build a robot, please? Let me show you one of these. Okay, this guy right here. This is a robot.
There's something wrong with his eyes, Brandon.
Well, that's where I think it gives it away. But outside of that, this is a male. Looks like a British male.
It freaks me out. I don't want any part of that.
Legitimately, it looks like a human being, except the eyes are a little bit too blue.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things are going to set you back a little bit of money, but if you want to recreate somebody or make sure they stay around for life, you can pay somewhere between $20,000 and $50,000, and they will build you a robot clone of a real person. So I could probably robot clone Kelly and just try to up the productivity.
Oh, come on.
Promobot from Russia. Promobot, if you want to find out more. Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning. All right, so if you're a fan of Blake Shelton and you're a fan of The Voice, you might want to be making a trip to Nashville 1 week from Thursday. They're doing what they're calling The Voice in Nashville. And basically, Blake Shelton and special guests are going to be at the Old Red Bar and Grill in Nashville. Some type of performance, food, drinks, music. We're not sure exactly who's going to be there, but there is the chance for you to enter to win this. And you can find out more this morning. If you want to go see Blake Shelton, win tickets, see him in Nashville at his club, I guess filming for The Voice, find out more on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
So Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin are new parents. And just like new parents, we want to put everything on Instagram showing off our kids, right? And they have done that. There's several pictures up on both of their Instagram accounts just of them kissing their brand new newborn baby. It's all up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And a big congratulations goes out to Russell Dickerson, who has just now scored his third number one country single. So congratulations to Russell Dickerson. Other number ones from Russell Dickerson. I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than us before. Thank God I'm yours. And another number one. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Rays of gold. Again, congratulations to Russell Dickerson. He scored his third number one single with Every Little Thing. And that is your country music news. Brandon Baxter in the morning. So if you go back and check out today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can check out our chat with Coach Matt Daniel, the new head coach of the A-State women's basketball team. It was our first chance to have Coach Daniel in the studio.
Yeah.
And legit, we learned so much about him that didn't relate to basketball.
Yeah, that's what we love. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we want you guys to hear, yeah, they're here to talk about basketball, but we want to talk about other stuff too. Like, I want to know more about him.
Like, as a person, yeah.
Yeah, I want to know about his family. I want to know about his kids. Mm-hmm. I want to know about his life growing up, you know?
Yeah.
Insecurities, hidden talents. We get into all of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. We also go in detail about me getting to go and meet Jana Kramer tonight.
Because it's a big night. It is a big night.
And for those of you who have listened for a long time, you know that, you know, we've talked about this and joked about it forever. Now it's really here. She's invited us to go. Me and my wife are going. We're going to meet her. We're going to hang out, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm nervous and don't know what to wear. And let me go ahead and clarify something else. My wife, who bought new stuff yesterday, told me today that she doesn't have anything to wear.
I have the same problem.
We went to buy stuff specifically to go to this show for
her. It changes.
It
changes overnight.
100% is what she's saying. She's like, nope, nope. So anyway, all that's on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and you can also sample it at kfine.com. Don't forget to subscribe as well. That way you don't miss any of the crazy stuff we put out there. All right, Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have The Little Mermaid live on ABC. The Voice, part four of the knockout rounds. That's going to be a big night tonight.
Well, it looks like Mary Beth Bird will be on tonight. There's a teaser of her with Taylor Swift. You can watch that on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com.
The second season finale of Mayans MC. And then tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, The Resident, NCIS, Arrow, Empire, This Is Us, Emergence, Treadstone, NCIS New Orleans.
Lots of great stuff on TV tonight. We hope you guys have a great day. And tomorrow morning, it's the K-Fine Breakfast Club live at the Nutrition Hub, powered by Families, Inc.